I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Singing Hoosiers, directed by Michael Schwarzkopf, perform in the IU Auditorium April 4th, 8 o'clock. The title, A Celebration of American Popular Music. We have two guests from the show, the student manager, Ann Litchfield. Ann, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And a member of the varsity, Steve Greist. Steve, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Ann, first, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Uh-huh. What year are you in at IU?
I'm a senior.
And how many years have you worked with the Singing Hoosiers?
All 4 years, every semester.
How'd you hear about the group?
I got an email from my theater advisor, Charles Railsback. He forwarded me an email, and I decided to audition. It sounded like something I would love to do, so.
What have you liked the most about your years with the Singing Hoosiers?
I always say this, but I think it's because it's true. I've met my best friends in that group, and it's like a family. And going to that class is not like going to a class. It's like, I don't know, just hanging out. And we all love performance, which is why we're there. And I think that that brings us much closer together.
Uh-huh. You sang in high school and before also?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are you also a dancer?
No. That dancing is not my forte.
Ann Litchfield, she's a student manager for the group. Steve, you're a member of the varsity. What year are you in at IU?
I'm a junior.
Uh-huh.
This is my third year in the group.
How did you hear about the Singing Hoosiers?
I was in choir in high school, and I had a friend who emailed all the graduating seniors who were coming to IU and told us to come on out and audition, and I sort of decided last minute that I thought I'd give it a go, and it worked out really well.
So this is a group that really seems to develop a network.
I know
there's actually an active alumni group of mm-hmm. the Singing Hoosiers mm-hmm. who sometimes get together.
Yes. Well, they have a big meeting once a year.
Yeah,
we've talked a little bit about the two of you. Tell us a little bit about what's special about this spring program. I mean, it's the 59th spring. It says a celebration of American popular music. Are there particular Broadway shows that you're focusing on, Ann?
Actually, this year we are focusing on one more than myriad shows. We're focusing on Damn Yankees. We have four songs, maybe five, that we're doing from that show.
Steve is holding up four fingers. You're holding up three. Does that mean there might be...
I was thinking of three, but then I remembered Heart. What's the fifth one?
You. You're singing Whatever Lola Wants, Pain, Shoeless Joe.
Heart, Lola.
6 months.
6 months. There are five. See?
Look at me go.
That's why there's two of us here.
Gee, I'm afraid we'd have to take off our shoes if you got any more than this particular number of songs here.
Yeah.
So your focus is on Damn Yankees, one of the classics. At the same time, I know that no Singing Hoosiers concert is complete without some Hoagie Carmichael and some Cole Porter. So
that's
I'm
true.
Sure that those will show up as well.
Those are there as usual, yeah.
Any other particular focuses on the show, Steve?
As usual, it's a really, really wide range of stuff. We did a Queen medley last year, and we're bringing that back for an encore because it was pretty popular last year. And we're doing a very interesting concert choir set that mm-hmm. has two Aaron Copland pieces and one piece by Eric Whitaker that's really beautiful.
And in contrast with that, you also have the IU Vocal Jazz Ensemble directed by your assistant director, Chris Ludwa.
Yes.
So they make an appearance sort of in the middle?
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the concert. They do a few numbers. We actually haven't heard them yet. We don't get to hear them pretty much until rehearsal right before the concert. So we're excited to see what they have in store as well.
We've been talking with Ann Litchfield, a student manager, and Steve Greist, who's a member of the varsity of the IU Singing Hoosiers, about their 59th annual spring concert, Celebration of American Popular Music, IU Auditorium, April 4th at 8 o'clock. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.